Strange Adventure.
Professor Cartwright mopped the perspiration from his brow and entered the small adobe building that composed the office of the Indian agent of the reservation. Les Ripley rose from his desk as the curator of the State Museum came into the room.
Hello, Professor. What brings you back to the Mesa Country? Still chasing snakes?
That's right, Mr. Ripley. This time the museum wants a specimen of albino rattlesnake. I've heard there might be a few in this neighborhood. Maybe you can help me find one.
White rattlesnake, eh? That's a tough assignment, but I know just a man who can find one for you if there's any to be found. Johnny Eagle, my assistant, knows this country like the palm of his hand. He's over at the trading post. I'll go fetch him.
Johnny Eagle, the son of an old Paiute warrior of the Mesa Country, was impressed over the desire of the curator to obtain a white rattlesnake.
I'll pay you $20 for the specimen. Do you think you can find one? I try. There's a place called Rattlesnake Mesa. $20 will buy a red velvet dress for a white dove, my sweetheart.
The Indian set out across the desert for the Mesa over 20 miles away. Like a giant table, the large butte lifted from the surrounding country, grim, stark, and forbidding. He reached its base and began his climb. He climbed up and up. The going became harder as the ledges narrowed and handholds became harder to find. He carried no implements to help him climb, only a stout stick with a wire loop at the end, and that was fashioned only for capture of his prey. He had climbed almost to the top of the mesa when a long, sinuous form darted out of a hole in the face of the cliff and vanished at a point where the ledge led around a sharp curve. In his fleeting glance, he knew that he had spotted his quarry, a white rattlesnake. He clung to the face of the cliff as he edged along the narrowing ledge. Below him was a sheer drop into nothingness. Ahead somewhere was the white snake. At last he came upon it, slithering along the ledge. Suddenly the ledge broke off sharply and the snake could go no further. It turned back to face its enemy, cornered. The Indian, sensing the danger, placed his back against the cliff and tried desperately to maneuver the long stick between himself and his prey. The battle between man and snake grew more terrible. The whole country shimmered in the heat haze, almost blinding him. Loose stones fell away under his feet, and he had to test each handhold carefully. Johnny Eagle then swung the stick in front of him as he flattened against the cliff. The snake hissed and rattled, half in panic, half in rage. It tried to coil, but there was no room. The Indian reached down with the wire loop stick as the snake struck. The loop encircled the reptile's head and tightened. Johnny Eagle lifted the stick and grinned triumphantly as the white snake fought desperately against the strangling noose. At last, the threshing body went limp, and he tucked the stick into his belt. Spread Eagle against the rock wall, he moved back along the ledge, the dead snake dangling behind him. He retraced his path down the wall of the mesa, thinking of the $20 and the red velvet dress for White Dove. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Mine of the Parrot, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.